Hello, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Everyone, welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Welcome to the first episode of the year 2016. Did either of you think that we would live this long?
Well, no, not at all. I assumed the Mayan prophecy would come true.
And to be fair, the holidays, we're filming this before Christmas. I don't know if I'm around when this episode airs. Who knows?
That's true.
Steve is my pick in a death pool any day.
Oh, sure. Especially in the We Hate Movies death pool, mm-hmm. Steve goes first. Also, right. We're recording an episode. We're not filming anything.
Oh, well,
unless
whatever.
You're surveilling us. Secretly. Dude, are we periscoping?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Shit.
Oh!
Put my pants back on. Kicking off the year 2016, as is tradition here at We Hate Movies, the worst of the previous year. Kicking it off, Entourage, directed by Doug Ellen.
The boys are back, you guys. The boys are back.
Yeah, we got Vinny Chase in the house tonight. Isn't it cool when I talk like that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's so different from your regular way of talking.
In the house.
In the house.
This is, for those of you unfamiliar, the film adaptation of the classic HBO show that I just learned ran 8 seasons.
That is bone chilling.
8 seasons and a movie. Wowza.
That is insane.
That's the top of the mountain, boys. Look out on the horizon and all that stuff.
Like, how many times are we going to be wringing our hands over whether or not Vince is going to do the movie? Because I watched like 3 seasons of it, and that's all that shit was.
Apparently, basically a decade, right? Because it took a little while to get the movie out, so a decade.
Ugh.
Yeah, apparently this takes place 6 months after the series finale. Yeah, like you, Andrew, I stuck around about 3 seasons, and then I just checked out. I was like, I'm really done with this show.
Yes, I think everyone should have been in that camp, probably. And, we're not perfect for watching it at the start to begin
no.
with. It was a weird time. The country was at war, to take you back.
Paint me a picture, Eric.
We were drinking heavily with no podcast to record.
No, exactly. I had extra time on my hands.
We were picking up Sunrise Deli in Sunset Park, Brooklyn after a night out, going back to Chris Cabin's old place.
Mm-hmm. Just being fat pigs.
Oh, so fat.
Oh, yeah, so fat.
What else are you going to watch at 4:30 in the morning while you're stuffing your face?
And it's like, I just think back and it's like, it's 8 seasons and a movie of 5 dudes laying down on their backs, flipping their feet up back over their heads and sucking their own dicks. Oh my God. The self-suckery that culminates in a tidal wave of self-entitled semen in this movie.
I mean, and I think the first-ish part of the show, like, they were losers. You know what I mean? That's kind of the intrigue.
Right.
They were, like, lovable losers, intriguing. Like, that's,
like,
that's
coming up, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, Vinny Chase was the guy, but these guys were, like, hanging on to him, and, like, you know, it's kind of scummy, but they don't really play it that way.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. But then now Turtle, I guess, is a billionaire, and E's got his own management company and drama, who could care, and whatever else.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when all of your characters succeed like that, that's it. It's over with.
Yes, pencils down.
Nobody cares. It's like new Jay-Z albums. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Jay-Z when he's rapping about, like, how hard it was, like, the life that he had.
Sure.
I don't need to hear Jay-Z rap about how great it is to be the richest man on the planet. Billionaires rapping? Not that interesting.
Have you heard Mark Cuban's album, is all I'm going to say.
Did he put it out now?
Oh, he dropped some tracks.
Are you serious? No. Oh, God damn it. He's about to run to the FYE.
It's only available at FYE.
I was going to say, it would definitely be an FYE exclusive.
Oh, my God. It would be called the Cuban Missile Crisis, wouldn't it?
No, that's the name of the band.
Okay, yeah. Dropping hot missiles at you.
Or could it be, like, Mark Cuban and the Missile Crisis?
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. He's in this movie, and him and his Frankenstein head.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, this guy. Oh, my God. Lumbering around.
That's, I guess, a place to start, because this isn't a movie. It's like... It's 27 60-second vignettes.
Well, it's the ninth season of Entourage that you never wanted. They tricked us into seeing the ninth season of Entourage. I haven't seen it in like 7 years. They're like, no, it's a movie. I'm like, you sure? Yeah. Go back there towards the back.
But what's interesting is the good codes. That's where the Entourage movie is, in the back. Like, it's... I feel really burned because, like, this entire time, I'm like, well, I've been off the show for years and years and years. So
they
like,
killed your character off a long time ago.
I should say I've been off watching the show.
So you didn't know the mythology. You didn't know.
I just assumed that these people would have changed in any way. And the biggest change is Turtle's not fat anymore. And all I cared about was a fat fucking turtle.
They should have all gotten fat. Vinny should have been run out of Hollywood. Like, make the movie like an underdog story or something happen.
Yeah, like set it like 10 years in the future.
Right.
They all have wives. Who's cheating? You know what I mean? Like, Vinny's cheating on who?
That fat suit from Medellin on. For real.
Yes. Oh, man. They all gain a bunch of weight.
Oh,
That'd be great. Yeah. That would, like, or just anything else. They said it, like, essentially, I think, 6 months after. The first line in this movie is from Johnny Drama, I better jerk it before we get there because it's going to be so much hot sex.
And that's, like, talk about setting the tone for the remainder. Every last single second of this movie is just jerking off. Coming, fucking, making comments about fucking, talking to your friends about people you have fucked or may want to fuck. Right.
And we open on a yacht. And actually, I was looking at the time code, which is a bad idea because then you're watching paint dry, basically.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I counted. It's about 2 minutes until we see a bare-chested woman in this film.
Yeah, well, that's what you want. I mean, listen, for the people who were excited for this movie... You know, and going to the theater to see this piece of shit. 2 minutes was 2 minutes too long.
Can I tell you about the people that are excited about this movie?
Sure.
I was getting a haircut about 3 months ago, so like I think maybe 2 months. The guy next to me was also getting a haircut, young guy, getting a nice tape up, shape up haircut. And he's like, oh man, what'd you see this summer? They're talking about the movies at Paz. He's like, yo, bro, did you go see Entourage? And the barber... You know, he's trying to make a tip. He's like, oh, no, I missed it. You know, like, oh, man. No, man, me and my boys, we rolled up, and you could tell every squad was there with their boys, and then they started playing the theme music, and I was like, yeah, it was a fucking awesome night, man. And I'm like, what world do you live in?
Oh, Maron, the best fucking world in the world. Entourage world.
He went through a magic mirror and I never saw him again. Like, how are you alive?
Yeah, ignorance is bliss, as I've read.
So when those breasts popped out, that squad went nuts. The other squad went nuts. Yep.
All these squads.
That father said to his young son, well, there's her boobers.
Oh, yeah, totally, dude. Right there. That kid was scarred for life.
And there's the exit.
Whoops, this is the Entourage movie.
Great movie to bring your kids to.
So what? You said Turtle's a millionaire because he made a tequila company.
And sold it to Mark Cuban, I guess, or something. I don't know. Mark Cuban's involved.
Vince is gonna do the movie, but he got divorced after nine days. That's great.
Oh, celebrities.
And the thing is, like, when the show began, like, he was an aloof dick, and they kind of played it that way, and everyone's like, oh, that guy's kind of a dick. Not in this movie. Like, he's still an aloof dick, but everyone's like, oh, it's cool, it's Vince. I love Vince. I'm like,
well, now he's like an Oscar-nominated actor or whatever.
He's in this movie, he's presented as a capital G genius.
That's very true.
This guy is a genius, and he's going to reinvent the game. Because Ari Gold is now becoming, and I quote, the king of Hollywood.
Oh,
and
man.
What does the king want? He wants to be in the Vinny Chase business.
Oh.
But what does Vinny Chase want? To direct his first film.
Right. And so that's like the thrust of this movie is Vince is directing a modern telling of Jekyll and Hyde that's just called Hyde, where he's like an EDM DJ. Oh, shoot me in the fucking head.
I think that this is the first movie we've ever done where the movie itself qualifies as an episode. And I kind of feel like the movie within a movie also would be an episode.
Oh, yeah, because you know what it probably skews closest to in real life is like I, Frankenstein.
Yes, it looks like exactly like I, Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's I, Frankenstein, but he's a DJ that has like anger pills or something.
And he like fires it out and everyone like, it's kind of like the beginning of Blade a little bit. Like
it also felt very Blade. Yeah, yeah. I wanted Stephen Dorff to run in.
This giant rave and the camera's going through the crowd and there's all these people in black leather and whatnot just partying, having a good time, doing drugs and whatnot.
Sure, like you would at a party.
And, you know, randomly just some breasts. Yeah, why not? They're in there.
In Hyde?
Yes,
oh, I didn't notice.
Oh,
I was
Hyde has nudity, my friend.
I was too busy checking my watch.
So we get all this. We get caught up with the boys after this kind of pointless yacht scene with a very long Piers Morgan. This is where we are in the Entourage universe. Because he's doing a story not only on Vincent Chase like he would and Ari Gold like he would,
yeah,
but about the Entourage as well. He's interviewing Turtle.
And
Turtle's on camera.
That was my question. And I don't, because I feel like you and I stopped watching it at the same time, but like, does the world know about Turtle? You know what I mean? Like, my note was, who would watch this? Yeah. Who would watch this Piers Morgan special? Who would give a fuck about what Turtle has been up to or any of his entourage?
Piers Morgan.
Also true.
The only way anyone would give a shit about Vincent Chase's entourage is if in the world of Entourage, they made a show based off of that entourage that was also called Entourage.
Well, funny you mentioned that. Because that's the pitch at the very end.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that the worst always in movies is when, like, some character looks directly at the camera and he's like, hey, guys, I got a great idea for a movie or a TV show.
Well, no.
And then they give you the plot of the movie or the TV show you're watching.
But here's how this movie somehow makes that worse. Because it's pitched as a movie. And then one of them goes, oh, I don't know, might make a better TV show. Fucking fuck you, movie.
And isn't everybody slapping their knees when happens? It's like, oh, that's the movie I just watched.
So this is actually mirroring a moment that happened after Mark Wahlberg directed a movie that got 5 Golden Globe nominations, including Best Picture and Actor and Supporting Actor.
In case you didn't know, I mean, you have to know. If you know anything about Entourage, it's based on Mark Wahlberg. Basically,
right.
Mark Wahlberg is Vinny Chase.
Right. He had to bring his buddies out to L.A. to prevent him from beating the shit out of any more Vietnamese gentlemen.
Yo, bro, I'm getting all sorts of trouble. I got to get Turtle and Hamster and Goober out here.
Oh, bro, Goober's not coming. Bro, didn't I tell you Goober can't make it?
Oh, no, Goober's got cancer.
Oh, no, Goobs. The Goobs. He's got the cancer.
And, you know, the funny thing about it is, like, that's a better TV show and movie is
Wahlburgers?
The Wahlburgers, because, like, those were violent dudes. Like, Mark Wahlberg and his fucking crew from Boston that were, like, breaking necks or whatever the hell they did when they came out in Hollywood. Like,
oh, yeah, bro. We'll fucking kill
you. Oh, dude, you don't like the Red Sox? Oh, my God. Is that a Patrick Ewing jersey? Goober, break this guy's neck.
Oh, no, we can't because of the cancer. Sorry, I forgot about your frail bones, Goober.
R.I.P.D. Goober, man.
Yeah, Goober didn't make it to 2016 like the rest of us.
Has anyone tried to watch an episode of Wahlberg?
No, because I haven't had cable for like 6 years, so I missed the invention of it.
Well, it's I think it's A&E or something terrible. Uh-huh. And I saw it in a hotel room, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yikes.
Are they literally just making cheeseburgers?
My mom's making burgers.
Is his mother on the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is he on it? Is Mark Wahlberg on it?
He is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's so dumb. Like, I don't remember a lot of it, but it's just dumb. It's just like, you gotta get these burgers out.
Like, I would wager
Table 7's would wait 20 minutes.
It's like the most boring parts of like Food Network shows, Mystery Diners or something. And it's just like,
Bro, you see that blue hair out there sitting at Table 7? Bro, that's Cooper's mom. Her meal is comp, bro. Just so you don't fucking forget, her meal's fucking comped.
She lost a son who is terrible. Who is terrible?
I would wager that Mark Wahlberg is on Wahlburgers as much as Kevin Smith is on that fucking comic book store show.
Yeah, it's I bet a special appearance.
I've not seen that one, actually.
Didn't you watch a little bit of that?
No, I mean, everyone thinks I did, but I didn't. I did.
Yeah, I guess that's... I was just unfairly making assumptions about
you. I have been to that comic book store a couple times. It's in the neighborhood, kind of.
That's cool. Yeah.
So we do this whole Piers Morgan, this is what you missed in Entourage. I think even Piers Morgan is like, wow, Turtle, you lost a lot of weight. And it's like, you know what, dude? I don't need a thin Norm. I certainly don't need a thin Turtle.
Totally. If you saw me, if I saw a thin Norm Peterson, mm-hmm. I'd throw up and I would not watch the Cheers movie. Yeah. Which, by the way, how did Cheers never have a movie?
Because they had fucking respect for the audience. And they're like, oh, we ended it the way we wanted it to. Good night, America.
That's actually true. Like, we were a television show and that's where we shall stay.
Yes.
And I don't, that's something. I mean, I don't understand this whole thing about these fucking TV shows need to be movies. It's like, a TV when show. Has it worked? Naked Gun?
The only thing is weird, like something like that Deadwood thing where the show didn't end the right way and like how do we wrap it up?
Right.
Like let's have a movie to catch all the loose threads and make something nice.
But like you're just going to do it on HBO and it's going to live there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I don't need that shit to be theatrically released.
Were there loose threads in the 8 seasons of Entourage that we had to sit through?
There were more movies that Vince may or may not do.
That's true.
Or like, you know, those fucking Sex and the City movies. Like, those are trash.
I have not seen them.
I saw the first one in theaters. It was an air conditioning movie experience.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask you a question? Did they use the theme song in that movie?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Okay, because I was a little dismayed. I really didn't want to hear that Perry Farrell song ever again.
And I mean, I like Jane's Addiction, but
sure,
like,
who doesn't?
But that show ruined that Jane's Addiction song. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And at least do something different with it. It's just the same old driving like around L.A. with, like, my name in lights. Ooh.
Yeah, the opening credits are the exact same.
Like, use an acoustic. That's what I mean. Like, use an acoustic version. Maybe, like, get Richard Cheese or something terrible like that.
Yeah, get me Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese, and it's showing, like, Skid Row.
Yeah.
And, like, their names are, like, in cigarette butts because they've fallen on hard times. And this is the comeback movie.
That's the thing. Have them do something where there's, like, conflict in this movie. This is literally just 4 episodes of Entourage in a row.
It's, oh, man, is it ever. It's like, how is this not just the appropriate movie comedy length of 90 minutes flat?
Yeah, why did I need that extra 14 minutes? Where did that get pulled from? Like, I think it's probably adding up all those useless celebrity cameos. Let's get into that.
Sure, please.
I don't know. I guess this, I mean, from what I remember, this was sort of the thing on the show where they'd run into people in Hollywood or whatever.
Every episode had somebody in it.
I mean, but my God, we're jamming them in. And they barely fart before they leave the screen.
Well, a lot of them are callbacks from the show itself. You know what I mean? Like Gary Busey was on the show.
Yes.
Right, I believe Bob Saget was on the show as well.
Cuban, I think, was on the show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So obviously, like, Mark Wahlberg was farting around.
Of course, bro. For Goober's memory alone.
You'd think that, at least for Goober's memory alone,
now, is Goober,
he'd have a larger cameo.
Is Goober a real hood in his posse? Or?
No, we're making that up.
Okay.
That dude Hamster is real, though.
Hamster?
Hamster's the guy in the movie who's like, I'm fucking crazy.
He's the guy that got caught up Richard Gere, right? Is that
what's a yes,
urban legend?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he was caught up Richard Gere.
I mean, heard about that.
Yeah. So everybody, the boys go back to business. Vince has directed this movie. It's like $100 million. And here's the thing. Like, know anything about Hollywood. A movie wherein a super future DJ is based on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that's a summer blockbuster tentpole, and that's all it is. And it's fun, and it's either good or really terrible.
Well, if it's really terrible, we're releasing it in February like fucking I, Frankenstein.
I was going to say, this is February written all over.
It really does. But it's not. And it's like, oh my God, this movie is great. Like, when everyone who sees this movie is like, oh my, this is a great movie. There's Brian Song, The Godfather, and Hyde.
You just want to, like, I was watching it like, no, Jeremy Piven didn't just say he thought it was excellent, right? Because, like, the conflict of the movie is we've got a bomb on our hands.
Yes.
But no, it's the best fucking movie he's ever seen.
Yep.
So there's no conflict in the movie.
Well, there's bad guys that take the shape of fat people that try and bring Vince and all of his thin buddies down now.
Right, because the outside interest is Billy Bob Thornton's playing this Texan millionaire that's got all of his money wrapped up in Hollywood, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I'd wager he's a billionaire.
Right, yeah. So Lorne Malvo here wants his money to be protected, you know?
Right.
So he sends his chubby youngster to, you know, the coast.
Coming of Haley Joel Osment.
Right, which playing Travis Malvo.
Yeah, and I continue to enjoy this renaissance of Haley Joel Osment.
Too.
I think he has really found a voice as being a comedic actor, and I think it's great.
He does a fun performance in this movie, even though this movie's not good at all.
No, like, he's watchable, and Billy Bob are watchable. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, whatever about him as a person, like, Jeremy Piven is an entertaining guy, and the character's supposed to be obnoxious, and he's good at doing this Ari Gold character.
That's the only reason to even, like, maybe glance at this movie when it's playing at Best Buy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. When you're shopping for other things and it's playing at Best Buy, like, oh, maybe I'll stand here for a second. Maybe Jeremy Piven will do something. Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, when you're going to Best Buy to use your holiday gift cards that you received a couple weeks back, glance at Entourage and maybe you'll catch a glimpse of the Piv.
So it's a bit... Vince is over budget. Ari is the studio head. Apparently, at $100 million budget, he needs $10 million more to do something. And the movie never tells you what that is.
It's not.
There's a cut of the movie that people think is great. It's the fucking Godfather times three or whatever. But no one says, like, oh, that $10 million is going to go towards special effects. It's going to go towards another character. It's going to reshoot this one scene that we didn't get audio for something.
Go into some detail about anything. But it's just like this. And the show is like this, too. You know, it's just this fart. It's like Hollywood fart of like, no, we just need money. And you just put money and movies come out.
Yeah. Like, heaven forbid we try to look at Vincent Chase as like, you know, this actor turned director and what his vision is for this movie and why because the whole beginning of the movie, like the whole first act, is he's hesitating showing Jeremy Piven a cut of the movie. And like, yeah, like you said, Steve, like, you don't know what his beef with it is or what he's like worried about happening with the movie.
Yes.
And they just fucking skip that whole thing. It's just glossed right over.
You know what it's replaced with? Titties.
Oh, big time.
Because it's parties and Kevin Connolly's character, who is E, who I think is the biggest piece of shit in the movie.
Oh, definitely, without question.
Sure. And he's like doing your classic nice guy persona, your nice Ted Bundy. Like, no, I'm a nice guy. I don't openly hate women, I swear to God. Like, no, you're a dick, dude.
That's the thing. The nicest guy in the movie is the biggest fucking scumbag.
Yes.
I think I've seen all year. Like, I don't remember much about the show. I stopped watching it when Martin Landau refused to let him play Joey Ramone. And I was like, well, that would have been kind of interesting to watch. So I'm just done with the show. Like, that's where I stopped watching.
By the way, Joey Ramone movie, Adam Driver, done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. I totally watched that.
Oscars all over the place.
They made a CBGB movie a couple years ago.
Yeah, nobody liked that movie.
Total dog shit. Yeah. And I don't know who's playing him in there. Probably nobody.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was going with this.
Kevin Connolly.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember if Kevin Connolly was this much of a scumbag in this movie, but like, I could smell the fucking just gross fumes coming off this dude in this movie.
He's like a creep. He's actually like kind of a creep. It's like, he used to be like the blue collar, like, he was our stand-in, right? He was the guy like...
Right, he's the humble beginnings. He was like a pizza maker.
He manages Sparrow's, dude.
Yeah, and Kew Gardens.
Yeah, Queens. Oh, and by the way, anyone visiting New York City in this coming, this new year here, Sparrow isn't pizza.
No.
Go find other pizza. Just use the internet to find actual fucking pizza.
But also, don't go to a place that's making pizza and sandwiches and selling you chicken. They're salads, too. Like, they exist. You just got to skip past them. Anything that's got an Enzo's kind of feel, that's where you want to be.
That's what my wife always says. If there's a pizza place that's making a gyro in the same stand...
Nope.
Not pizza.
Nope.
Anyway, but yeah, so he was our like guide into this world.
And we opened the movie, he's like having sex with some lady, and like, it's a really gross sex scene. I think she's actually a porn actress. That's why you see quite so much of her.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and it's just like, oh, I have to stop fucking because my ex-girlfriend is calling me. I fucked her once and got her pregnant, so we're like dealing with this.
Right, she's going to be having a baby, but it's like such an afterthought for this character and all these characters, because the whole, like, the gist of this whole movie is those parties and, yeah, we're going to live forever. We're going to party forever. We're going to drink and have fun forever. We're never going to get old.
Well, the funny thing is they all said, I think at some point, maybe right after the Piers Morgan interview, I think Turtle's like, bro, we're almost all 35. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're all 40 years old.
Does he say that in this movie?
Almost 35.
Wow. Yeah.
My
okay.
ass.
Okay.
And that's the thing. It's like, why not just, like, wear your heart on your sleeve and be like, look, these guys are getting... What happens when Entourage kind of gets old? And it doesn't have to be, like, a tale of woe, but, like, you know, they're struggling with it a little bit.
You're right, because this is, like, what was it, that Anchorman line, like, oh, we've been going to the same party for 10 years, and that is in no way depressing.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. We do this podcast once a week. I love seeing you guys. After 30, are you hanging out with your friends every single day like you're 16 years old?
No, mostly going home and falling asleep watching Hulu with my wife.
I sleep in a big bed with my wife. You know what I mean? Like, that's what...
I sleep in a race car.
And it's not even about getting married or, like, having a spouse or anything. It's about,
Steve, I just don't need to see your ugly ass face every day.
No, exactly. We're not partying. Because
we're independent people. Yes. We're not, because this whole Entourage concept is like, bro, where are you going to be if Johnny's not here to wipe your ass?
you're exactly right. Like, at this, we've had 8 seasons and we're now in a movie. Guess what, Entourage? Vince has it. You can fly away, Turtle.
Well, Turtle is an independent millionaire or multimillionaire. Most of the time, I think we're at Turtle's house, not Vinny's.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're totally right.
Most of this movie is set at Casa de Turtle.
And he's the one, he's still driving Vincent Chase around. And it's like, what?
You're making a movie. Here's the thing. You want to have Turtle be this, like, multimillionaire with this tequila company. You introduce the new character is the new driver.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's how we progress as fucking storytellers, Doug Ellen.
Or maybe when Turtle hits it big, he buys Vin a real nice car or a classic guitar that was owned by who knows, like a multi-million dollar present. Like, dude, thank you so much for getting my feet wet.
Right.
I'm now going to be an adult somewhere, and I'm going to hang out with you when I can. We're going to hang out. We're going to smoke weed like once a month. It's going to be totally awesome, but no. I can't live here, and I can't do whatever this is.
Yeah, no thanks, everybody. We need to be adults now, and I'm looking at you, Kevin Dillon, as Johnny Drama. You know what, Johnny Drama? If you're not as successful as these other people, it's okay for you to live in an apartment.
Yes, oh my God. Like, any old... Like, he's always, booking work. Like, he was on a bunch of TV shows. The residuals, he's fine. Like, he's not... He's not doing Stamos residuals, but he's doing okay.
Yeah, no, definitely not doing Stamos residuals, please.
But he's like Johnny Drama.
God. It's all the Never Too Young residuals, Never Too Young to Die residuals. That's what you're talking about, right? Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's probably the most interesting character throughout the series.
Of course
and,
he is, yeah.
And in this movie, because he has more conflict. He has the whole thing of him and this humility, like he's being embarrassed all the time.
Right.
At least he's going through an emotion that's beyond, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, he's allowed to fail, so it's a character I want to watch.
Exactly. Like, even, you know, and that's the difference, right? Like, even if Vinny's movie fails, the episode ends with him getting blown by a supermodel.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, the perfect...
Does your squad give a fuck, though? I'm just curious.
I think the two of you are my squad. Do you give a fuck?
No, I don't.
No, bro.
No one's ever capped a picture of these fat pigs and said hashtag squad goals, I'll tell you that much.
Dude, I've never known what that means.
Yeah, please explain. You're our youth consultant.
Senior youth consultant, Steve Sadek.
I think, new title for the new year. I like it. I think it just means one day my squad will achieve this. And, you know, it's usually Yoda and Luke and
What now? Squad, is that an acronym?
No, it just means the dudes and or
your
ladies.
Your entourage.
That I hang out with.
You're like your group. Like
my group.
Core.
Yeah. Your social circle, as it will.
Ooh. Yeah.
But what, you know, if you're not going to do it in the show, you can do it in the movie because it's a movie and you should be able to do whatever you want. Like, use this as a way to, like, satirize Hollywood. Like, contemporary, disgusting, soulless fucking Hollywood. But they don't do that. It's just like, look at my swinging dick being so successful in Hollywood. Isn't my swinging dick great?
Isn't it weird that this movie didn't do so well?
Oh, did it not?
No, it didn't.
It did not do well.
It made money. It made its money, but, like, just barely. It was, like, a $27 million budget. It made, like, $49. Like, not...
Ooh, that's not good at all.
No.
So that means we probably won't be having an Entourage 2 shoved down our throats like that Sex and the City sequel.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. So, yeah, E is, like, having sex with this one woman, and then, like, he goes to, like, do Lamaze class with Sloane. He gets a text from this lady while he's showing Sloane something, and she goes, "I want your cock," which he should say is, "I want your Kevin Connolly cock, comma, for some reason." But she just says, "I want your cock for some reason." And he, Sloane sees it, and he calls her up afterwards. And for some, he tells the girl, "Oh, by the way, this weird relationship I'm having with my quote-unquote baby mama, she saw you send that text." Why would you ever let this woman know that that happened?
Yeah, you know what?
Because he's just such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's so
that's well.
Honest.
That's he does. Yeah, he does say that, right? He's like, "I'm always honest." It's like, I don't.
That's not good honesty, dude.
And no, like, it's also not interesting for a character.
Yeah,
or who gives a shit, Eric? You're also correct.
Who gives a shit? But her the young lady's name is Melanie, and after that exchange, she's like, "I don't know, E. This is too weird."
Yeah, it is.
This is really weird.
It is weird. Why is your pregnant ex-girlfriend or ex-wife looking at your text messages? Like, I thought we were having some fun here. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, yeah, we do know the truth of that scene is that he's showing her a picture of his niece that was just born or whatever.
Sure.
And it's just one of those, like, hope nobody texts me while this is happening. You know, you guys always text me lewd jokes and things of that nature that I'm always like, sure hope they don't text anything when I'm showing my wife this picture of a puppy.
I would hate your wife to see when I text you, "I want your cock."
Yeah, that would be pretty awkward.
You know what's a good thing? Do not disturb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, youth consultant here. He knows how to use the tech.
When you're trying to go to sleep and somebody might be stoned texting you, "I'm not looking at anyone in this room," at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you have an insomnia and it's difficult to go back to sleep, you do not disturb, and that's all fine.
Oh, I'm glad you found that and stopped yelling at me through text.
I didn't look at anybody in the room.
Okay, so that confirms it wasn't me. I'm the guy that texts you at 6 a.m.
Oh, you got it too. Don't worry about it. I like to sleep early and sleep late.
So one of the big, like, set pieces of this movie is they're going to have a test screening for Hyde. And in true oh yeah fashion, it's not a fucking professional test screening in a screening room with fucking 10 people.
No way,
it is
bro.
A 500-person beach party.
We're having a beach party, brah.
And this again, is another missed opportunity for this movie. Because E is like, "Oh, don't worry. I'm having everyone here sign an NDA. Yep. It's totally fine." And they're setting up a gigantic movie size, like a movie theater size screen up out on the beach. And I was like, oh, man. Someone's going to get the movie on the boot. It's going to leak. Yep. This thing's going to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. Nope. Doesn't. Yeah. Like, another fucking blown avenue to go down.
And also, why would you have a test screening on a beach? It's a terrible circumstance to watch a movie, especially a prestige question mark.
Oh,
movie.
Man. Outdoor screenings. Here's what I always...
You could watch Superman on an outdoor
screening. It has to be a movie you've seen 1,000 times. Yes. That's why when you look at outdoor screenings, it's like Ghostbusters, Casablanca, Superman.
Top Gun.
Yeah, not a new movie that no one knows anything about, and you're looking for serious fucking feedback.
And everyone there is looking at not the movie. They're looking at the goods, as I like to say. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, bro?
Can we get into Gary Busey in this movie?
Bro, we could totally get into Gary Busey.
The ghost of Gary Busey, I might call him.
Dude, I don't think he ever knew the camera was rolling. I think he was just talking.
It's kind of sad. He looks a little frail.
Yeah, I think he's reprising his character that was Gary Busey on the show. Like, and then he comes back as like the same thing. He's like doing like fake mysticism stuff.
Oh, is that what he did on the
show?
I don't think I got to Gary Busey on it.
No, and it's just like... it's kind of sad.
He's
like,
just, you know, talking about the inner conflict of humanity's sense of good and evil.
Hey, is the camera rolling yet, Doug? I got a lot of good stuff up my sleeve.
You mind if I wear these sunglasses the whole time? My eyeballs fell out 3 days ago. I'm held together by mostly duct tape at this point. I'm kind of like the Invisible Man.
No, this isn't my hair. It's a ripped up straw hat.
It's what it looks like.
It kind of does, man.
I know. I had another 50 motorcycle crashes. Hey, Doug, what's that duct tape situation in this side of the world? Just want to make sure all my arms stay together.
And, like, you know, I get it. Like, your whole thing was, like, celebrities came in and made these cameos and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But you're making this movie, like, get a solid group of, like, maybe five celebrities that keep coming back in. Because it's, like, in this scene alone, like, Clay Matthews, Russell Wilson, like, all these football
Baron
players
Davis
coming
is there for some reason.
Yeah, totally. And then you're just, like, all these people are just running in, like, hey, Vince, that's cool. And that's the cameo.
Apparently during the scene, Russell Wilson, who's in the scene, is
quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks,
is talking to E about being sure it's kind of a gag. And I think there was a football scene wherein Kevin Conley broke his leg.
Good.
And they had to like ride around it or something, which I guess is, I don't know what that even means.
I didn't even pay attention. Was E sitting down a lot in this film?
Well, he was on his back a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And who else do we get? The Dice Man shows up.
The Dice Man in full Dice Man regalia.
He's wearing a concert T-shirt like that you could buy at a Dice Man show. Of course, he's like, "Well, look, I'm gonna do it, but I gotta wear my shirt.
I gotta sell things to you, stupid fuck, Doug Ellen.
Can I put my website on the back of my leather jacket? No, you can't, Dice.
God, what is he even talking about in this movie? Doesn't he give like career advice or something? Like, hey, yo.
He says something to Kevin Dillon, I think. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. At this point, Kevin Dillon is roofying up a nice... He's got Molly and Viagra, and he's putting it in a water bottle.
Right, because he's...
Right, because, by the way, I think it's Queens Boulevard and Medellin auteur Billy Walsh.
Oh, that's who that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a like
it's like a fucking candy jar
full of like Molly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey Billy, I thought you quit drugs. I quit the drugs that make you angry, brah.
The thing that always bugged me, and this is one of the reasons I walked out on the show, was like Billy was a character that was like supposed to be like kind of a genius, like actually a good director, but like he was always the butt of every joke for having any artistic integrity whatsoever.
Right.
So it's like, you know what, this isn't the show for me. And like, and same thing here. He's just a crazy nutcase.
Right. It's art bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh man, that's a bad person to be around.
Oh man,
a bro who's artistic.
I think we knew quite a few art bros back at college.
We knew some art bros for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So E gets roofied, and he's on all this Molly with a fucking a gigantic throbbing erection, and he's running around this movie.
And then some girl goes up to him and is like, hey, you're cute for some reason, Kevin Connolly. And they go upstairs in Turtle's house and have sex. Turtle is giving a tour to Ronda Rousey. Who's like, she's like kind of the main celebrity in this film.
She,
I guess
like her length of appearance or length of screen time in this movie is what I wish you got like another four celebrities to do.
Yes,
and those were the cameos.
Well, like this is her trying to get into acting.
Well, yeah. I will say this. I honestly think this. No joke in here on the comedy show. I think Ronda Rousey is a delight in this movie. I think her jokes are hitting. She's got good screen presence. And I'll tell you what, I'll watch that fucking Roadhouse remake.
Oh, that's right. She's doing that, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of, oh, yeah, yeah.
And she beats the fucking ever-loving shit out of Turtle, which is awesome.
That's fun.
Come on, that's cool.
So because she fights turtles, that makes her the film's hero.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey is the hero of this film.
But it's a weird circumstance in which she fights Turtle. And I'm sorry, listener, we are jumping around.
There's no plot to this movie.
There is
we're
no
just,
plot.
You know what, we're jumping vignette to vignette. But
before we get, I just want to
yes,
finish
please.
Out this.
Let's
this,
finish this. The weird sexual experience with E.
So he's having sex at Turtle's house, and you know Turtle and Ronda Rousey knew each other. He's like hitting on her, and then like he's you know get to the tour of the bedroom. He's like, and Ronda Rousey says, "I think someone's fucking in there," which is kind of funny,
dude.
I got a huge legitimate laugh out of that delivery. That's what I'm talking about.
And they knock down the door, and it's E. And here's the thing. Thankfully, our squad, such as it is, if I walked in on either of you having sex, it would be like, oh, shit, and close the door quickly. No matter what this is.
I'm sorry.
If it's my house, your house, whatever it is, like, up, and we'll talk about it later. Turtle's like, oh, yeah, bro, good for you. If it was anybody else fucking in my house, I'd be so pissed off. But it's kind of cool, E. And Roger
like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Roger Ezzy's like, I guess I'm in this movie. Hand wave. Jump around, Eric. I apologize.
Where was I going? The not too distant future. Oh, well, yes.
Oh, yeah, the Ronda Rousey versus the turtle fight.
Turtle.
Okay, so here's the weird stakes of that fight. All right. If Turtle can last 60 seconds,
he gets the banger.
Right.
Which I feel was bang or date?
I think it's sex.
It's a joke. It's a joke,
but he's like, I better last that long. I wanna, well, now you're going to have sex with me. I'm Turtle.
She says,
How could you collect on that bet, by the way? I don't care. You eat a bet's a bet.
Yeah, total. That's a weird bet to fucking cash in. But what she says is, if you can last 30 seconds in the ring with me without tapping out, we can go on a date.
Right.
He says, if I last 30 seconds in the ring with you, will you go out to dinner with me?
Yes.
And her response is, if you last 60, you can fuck me.
Oh, okay. And this is based on a true story by Goober and China. 1995, I think it was.
Bro, get in there, Goober. You could do it, man. Bro, it's China. Don't worry. She ain't got nothing.
She wants to fuck you, Goober.
Oh, no. Goober got beaten good. He's going to the hospital now. And then at the hospital, when they run all the tests on his broken bones,
they find
out.
That's where, Goob, guess what? Only a couple of stress fractures in your arm, bro, but turns out you got pelvic cancer. Oh, no, bro. Goober ain't feeling too good about this. No, Goober, Mark's not feeling good about it neither.
Hamster doesn't like it either.
Goob, we're in with you for the long haul, bro. Whatever you need.
Hold my hand, Goober. It's hamster.
Yeah, the Herculoids are pissed off, too. They're part of our deep squad, bro. It's me, Goober, Hamster, and the Herculoids.
I'm crazy.
That's right, Herculoid. It is going to be an uphill battle.
But she like breaks his arm, right?
She breaks his arm, and he doesn't tap out till the 30 seconds so they can go out to dinner.
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
It is. And this is another thing. This happens at the beginning of this scene that I was like, what the fuck is going on? They go everywhere together.
They really do. 35... I'll be 35 in about 3 years. My God, if I'm going everywhere with anyone.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's like the whole thing is set up. There was an awkward misunderstanding where Rhonda like invited Turtle over for brunch or something. And Kevin Dillon like got in his head and he made him think it was more like a business meeting. So Turtle's like pitching her all this shit. Like, you should start a vodka line. It worked for Dan Aykroyd. You know, all this stuff.
No, it didn't.
Dan Aykroyd's making more vodka than he is movies these days.
That would have been a welcome cameo.
Sure.
Maybe instead, you know, I know you like Rhonda here, but if someone was trying to woo Dan Aykroyd, it got more interesting.
Hey, Rhonda, want to go on a date with me? We can talk about UFOs. But so then there's this misunderstanding where she's like thinking of it more as a personal thing.
Right, yeah.
So she gets pissed off and kicks him out. So he's like, I should go apologize to Rhonda. She says, come apologize in person. So they're like, well, get in the car, bro. We'll go apologize to Rhonda. I'd be like, why don't you fucking hang out, drama? Oh.
Yeah, seriously.
By the way, did we mention that they meet from Turtle obsessively stalking her in a car and chasing her down?
He practically runs her off the road. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, bro, it's Ronda Rousey. And they drive around.
I got a thing for her, bro. So I'm going to follow her.
The drive music starts.
Yeah.
Turtle is not a real hero or a real human being.
Yeah, but he's skinny enough to fit in the scorpion jacket, though, so that's fun.
You finally got there.
She hilariously takes out some like nightstick and beats the shit out of Vince's car, which is pretty nice.
But then she's like, oh, hi, Vince. You know, because it's small town Hollywood.
And oh, everybody knows everybody,
these
dude.
These stars are rubbing elbows and they're out tonight.
You know what I like? What we discovered we should do it this way is we'll talk about each character's whole plot line one-on-one because right, that's kind of a good way to do it. Cause, I mean,
I'm sorry. This is a horrible stew.
Yeah.
And it's hard to digest and we can't figure out what to talk about.
Oh, yeah. This movie gave me acid reflux. Don't worry about it.
So next we got E. So, like, he has sex with this one girl. He's trying to woo back Sloane. He has sex with this other girl because he gets roofied by drama and, like, really drugged out at Turtle's house. That's what's going to happen at Turtle's house. You put your drink down at Turtle's house, you leave your drink down at Turtle's house.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, you are the producer of this $100+ million movie.
Yep.
And you're getting fucking whacked out on drugs and fucking when you should be worried about this movie might be tanking.
There's so little work actually done. Like, how about Turtle actually do something for that company?
That'd
show
be nice.
Me what is going on in some way.
How about something happens, there's like a production malfunction and like the stock of his tequila company plummets for some reason.
But no, it has to be a fucking fantasy forever. I think I might have a working fan theory. We'll get back to E in just a second.
That's fine. Everybody put your pencils down.
I got my listicle ready for your fan theory.
All right. And we've been saying this a lot lately because it's basically every fan theory and it's really dumb. What if Turtle... This is all Turtle's imagination. Right,
oh,
after,
and he's dead.
Yep, this is the flickering leaving the eye of a dead dead fat turtle.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
He accidentally took some bad Mexican weight loss pills.
Yeah, and he's like, what if I was? What if I was thin? Oh, I'd be sleeping with Ronda Rousey. I'd own I'd be friends with Mark Cuban with a multi-million-dollar company.
When in reality, he just OD'd while watching SportsCenter.
Right.
Yes.
He's just like
jerking off.
He's twitching on the floor right now.
Oh,
and this entire movie.
R.I.P.D. Turtle.
Yeah, it's all in his head.
Turtle and Goober are laughing it up in heaven.
Oh, man. I got a tattoo on one bicep a turtle, the other one a Goober. I only got two biceps. I hope no more friends die.
Then they're going to be sharing biceps, bro.
Just tattoo their faces over the other faces. That'd be pretty cool.
But I always said when LeVar Burton goes, I'm getting him on my back. Huge TNG fan.
And he taught me how to read.
When he was in his 30s, right?
Yeah, I know, Herculoids. You got the knees. I'm going to get knee tats on my knees when you guys go. But I think you guys live forever. I don't know, you Herculoids. How am I supposed to know how long Herculoids live?
Anyway, back to this movie that's kind of about me,
yes,
bro.
So, the journey of E. let's get into the nitty-gritty.
So, it's kind of stupid. Like, he goes to Lamaze class with Sloane.
Right.
And she's like, hey, you know...
This actress is who? Emmanuel Chakiri?
Sharik, okay.
I think.
I don't know how to say that. And she's
and
like,
what is the backstory between them?
Like, oh, they were the Sam and Diane of Entourage,
such as it was.
But then he like screwed her mother or something.
This is way after I left, but he had sex with her stepmother, I guess.
And sure.
Her dad, by the way, Malcolm McDowell in this show. No Malcolm McDowell cameo.
Oh,
he's too busy
man.
Doing burrito commercials.
Well,
unless they like killed him off on
that's
the show.
That's entirely
or
possible.
Right. Or did E sleep with him too?
Hello, E. Oh, no, you had sex with me. I'm going to turn into a puma now.
What I think is...
Looks like Johnny drugged you.
Going to eat this stuff off my body. Lick, lick, lick.
I couldn't help myself. I want your cock, E, and now I'm a cat.
I got the... Someone texted you, Malcolm, I want your cock. What is... That's my father, E.
Oh, then he sent you a cute cat picture. Oh, no, that's him. That's him. He turned into a cat. It's Malcolm McDowell cat.
It's a cat dick pic.
Isn't Malcolm McDowell on that new Amazon commercial where he's show like, hole. Now you've got a show hole. And I'm just like, stop saying show hole, TV.
Well, Entourage had a show hole, and this movie filled that fucking hole. Just like E.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
So there's going to be an E Jr., and this guy's out contracting all kinds of...
Well, speaking of contracting,
what happens. He's they're like, oh, won't we get back together? And she's like, I don't know. You kind of lost me when you had sex with my stepmother.
My entire family.
And
you fucked my dad that time when he turned into a cat.
You also fucked my dog. But...
And she's like, oh, you know, if you want, come to my house, we'll have sex because... I'm pregnant. I kind of just want somebody around. Right. You know what I mean? It's hard to meet somebody when you're pregnant, which I imagine is true. And he gets a phone call from the first woman, and she's like, look, I'm pregnant. You better meet me in 20 minutes.
Right.
And he's like, oh, fuck, bro. And he's like, oh, I can't meet you.
But didn't they have sex like that day?
They did. Yeah.
Like, does the science work on that? I'm not a scientist.
I'm pretty sure the science doesn't work on that, actually.
Dude, that's... also, by the way, E, I guess, doesn't believe in wrapping it up, which means, my God, what's going on over there?
What's going on is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that the Richard Cheese version?
Oh, no, mine is a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming out tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
It's been great playing this New Jersey casino. Richard Cheese.
So he goes out to lunch with the... He's like, oh, I can't, you know... He jeopardizes his thing with Sloan. He goes out to lunch. He feels like shit. He's walking hang dog. Drama and Turtle pick him up because they're just driving out. Like, E, get in the car, bro. Come on.
Is that E, bro? Bro, is that E? He's walking around and the Peanuts music's playing. Because, man, that humdrum.
Dude, it totally. I'm sorry you fucked so many people in the short amount of time of this movie.
Dude, they did that gag in Arrested Development. And exactly. Now it's just here without the piano.
You need the piano.
And they're like, bro, get in the car. Nobody walks in L.A. What are you, a fucking homeless person?
And Entourage is supposed to be kind of a comedy. Why can't they play up stuff for laughs beyond the witticisms?
It's a comedy drama, Eric. I might start.
It's a comedy Johnny drama.
So they're like, oh, and he explains the whole thing to them. Like, all right, bro, you go in there. We'll be here for moral support. And then they wind up going in the restaurant with him.
They can't help themselves. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, bro, we're hungry. And it's like, you're in Los Angeles, Turtle, mm-hmm. and fucking drama. Go anywhere else to get food.
Let me have an adult moment by myself. I may have gotten two women pregnant.
No, I need to be here with my buddies. My buddies need to watch me do this.
And then the
take pictures of me, by the way.
And then the third girl shows up, and she's like, oh, you know, that happened really fast. Can I sit down? And she's like, oh, no, I'm supposed to meet the other one. This is like a bad episode of Entourage, by the way. And she basically, the gist, she starts saying that she might have an STD, and he starts freaking out. And basically, the other one sits down as well, and she's like, by the way, we got you, or something.
They're roommates, as it turns out.
We wanted to teach you a lesson. And you know what the lesson is, dude? Like, shut the fuck up. I mean, honestly, there's no point to, like, why doesn't he have two women pregnant? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
That would be such an interesting thing. Like,
I'm thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, again, here's another opportunity for conflict in this movie.
No, but you know why? Because the party's never going to stop, bro. We're never going to get old. Oh, my God. And, you know, I think this qualifies as a sexy prank.
Yeah, it is. You're
it's
right.
Kind of a sexy prank.
They
yeah.
both sleep with him, and they both make up a bogus terror story. Ooh, maybe there's repercussions.
Oh, there it is.
Of your actions.
Like, or wear a condom ever.
Well, yeah. Let's just go back to spend the $12 to get a box of condoms, you millionaire.
You sex-crazed millionaire.
You think there'd be a closet full of them around there.
Totally. Like, come on, you admire.
Yes.
These people like Mark Cuban. You don't think Mark Cuban's wrapping it up? Mark Cuban's wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's wrapping it up and he's having the women killed after.
Wrapped up in garbage bags.
Those are impenetrable. But, man, you know, there's so many shots and so many parties, and there's so many shots of these parties, man, that, like, these girls in bikinis dancing around with their dead eyes. And it's just like, hey, we're just meat.
Oh, no, it's just...
That's how the movie presents them, not me.
No, you're right, because this movie is 40-year-old dudes oogling 19-year-old girls and having sex with 19-year-old girls the entire time.
Yeah.
And he is the... Even at this scene where the two women who he had sex with, like, behind their back and blah, 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 like, he's in a relationship with the first one, kind of.
Yeah.
It's... They all have to stop themselves and say, but you're a really nice guy because you talk in a small voice, I guess. Like, you're a scumbag, dude. Like, you're a legitimate fucking scumbag.
Well, he's soft-spoken. He's got a cute, like, Queen's accent a little bit, you know? Like, I'm just a humble man. I used to manage a Sparrows. Now I'm out here. I'm a millionaire movie producer. I mean, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Let's get fucking.
Cupid doll, little fella.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, text me again about my cock. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, shit. Hey, Turtle, I got a hard-on. Hey, Turtle, what are we going to do about this?
Also, just in thinking...
What are we going to do about this?
Oh, man, that happened with Goober and Hamster, bro. We don't talk about that. But after that many Percocets, you're going to do whatever you're going to do. I know, Herculoid. You're not going to get involved.
Bro, did you know that Goober and Hamster are actually Eskimo brothers?
No shit, bro.
That's a thing that happened. Be jealous, Herculoids. It happened.
Dude, I spent 2 days trying to find a hole on a Herculoid. I couldn't figure it out.
Man, that's like trying to find a hole on a Herculoid.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
We can get into...
Oh, man.
Now, that's basically E's plot, and then he winds up with Sloane, essentially. We can get into Vinny's plot, which is the main beef.
It's supposed to be.
The movie, Haley Joel Osment comes. Vince is dating some girl named, she's like an actress.
She's a model turned actress, I believe, is
Emily
the idea.
Emily Ratajkowski. I think she was in Gone Girl.
Emily Ratajkowski. She plays the college student that Ben Affleck sleeps with in Gone Girl.
And she's in this movie, and Haley Joel Osment falls in love with her, and... He sees the movie and says he hates it. His notes are, I want to cut Johnny Drama out of the movie, which is a big problem because, you know, everyone feels bad for Johnny Drama. He's their dog, apparently. Like, oh, Drama.
Yeah. Well,
oh, bro, did someone feed Johnny chocolate? He's puking up in the corner, bro. Did someone feed Johnny chocolate? Come on. Fess up.
You would think.
Did you eat all the star magic from the Herculoids? That's for the Herculoids, Drama.
Drama, get out of the garbage. Get out. Don't you growl at me, bro. Get out of the garbage.
Oh, come on, baby bro. Come on, little bro.
Oh, man.
Little bro.
The thing about cutting Drama from the movie is, like, Johnny Drama is no stranger to being cut from movies.
Yep.
And granted, he's like, oh, bro, this is, like, the best acting I've ever done, bro. Beep, 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 burp. But
spit it out, Drama. Drama, drop it. Drop it. Drama. Drama, drop it.
Bro. But just like the whole idea that, like, man, we can't bring ourselves to cut Drama from this movie. Drama, you're getting cut from that movie.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
There's that. So Haley Joel Osment locks himself in the editing room.
Right.
And, like, tries to hijack the editor. And this is when we got our first of two Mark Wahlberg cameos. Where it's him, Hamster, and somebody else is like, oh, what's going on?
Oh, right.
Oh, you got someone locked in the editing room? That happens all the time. I'm doing Ted 3.
And yeah, we're making Ted 3 jokes, by the way.
Yeah, I would do 20 of them.
He also mentions Wahlburgers.
Oh, he does. Dude, we have to get that Wahlburgers plug in.
Oh, Ari. Oh, yeah. Wahlburgers. It's on A&E, bro.
Bro, Wednesdays at 9:30 on A&E. Season 5 is happening.
Hold on. This movie... about my life is based on a TV show also about my life. And now I'm in it, bro. Bro, what's real? I got to call Tom Brady, bro. I don't know what's going on. Tom, am I real?
Hey, quick. Hey, Tom Brady. We got to do like the end of Fight Club, bro. Shoot me in the fucking head. Wake me up, Tom Brady. Shoot me in the head.
Is this all a dream? Am I in Tom Brady's dream?
Oh, shit, bro. I think I'm in Inception. I've been incepted.
Bro, I auditioned for that movie, and I got the fucking raw deal from that Chris Nolan.
Bro, also Deflategate? Bunch of bullshit. Tommy, you're a legend.
And Tom Brady's like, oh my God, every week with this guy.
It's just Tom Brady puts the phone on speaker and leaves it on a coffee table and walks away.
But like, do you ever think like if you're, maybe this is, we're all living on some giant's fingernail, bro. I think about that all the time.
You honestly, you tell that to Tom Brady and he'll be eaten out of your paw, man. That guy would believe it. Because, I mean, he wants to make America great again. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah, he's a Trump supporter,
dude,
man.
Dude, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And it's not just because I'm a Giants fan, but what a fucking idiot with that shit.
Yeah, and he's also a cheat. He's also a dirty, rotten cheat.
He's
yeah,
a baby abandoner.
Mm-hmm. He's a, yeah.
I abandoned my child.
I abandoned my boy!
Bastard in a basket.
Yeah, laments Tom Brady's never had.
I could use Daniel Plainview in this movie.
Where is the Daniel Day-Lewis cameo in this movie?
Where?
Oh, boys, the party's just getting started. Where are those Molly tablets?
Or how about Billy Bob Thornton be an actual Texan villain or something?
He's barely in this movie. He's like, see you later, movie. I got Fargo to do.
That was bye-bye. Pissing me off, yep. Man, because like I'm coming off Fargo season two, and I'm getting ready to start one, and I was like, oh, little Billy Bob treat to ease me into Fargo season one. No, approximately 4.5 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
Horse shit.
Because, like...
He's
like
the
all
Boba Fett of this movie.
Like, all the best parts of this movie, he's not in it for, you know, more than 5 minutes.
My favorite Vinny Chase line. So, like, the whole thing is like, oh, drama, blah, 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 cut out the movie. They sit down with Haley Joel Osment. He's like, actually, I'm not a fan of what you do, Vince. I want to replace you in the movie because I'm so pissed off. And I think it's after E breaks up with the girls or whatever, and like all the shit with Turtle comes in, and
right.
they're all spouting all this horse shit, like, oh my God, did you see what E did? Blah, blah, blah. Drama, Vinny Chase just goes, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about right now. We've got to worry about my problem, which is amazing because that must be happening all the time. Like, you know what? Drop it, drama.
Yeah. Put it down. Spit it out. It's not the time for this shit. But that's, like, the end of the second act of this movie, which if there is one, but there's not. But if there was one, it's like they all got to get mad at each other and then go away for a little bit. You know, because that's how you fucking tell a story, Doug Allen. 8 seasons of this horse shit.
You know, Doug wanted to direct a movie. I let him do it. I call him Doug E-Dog. He's a buddy of mine. Doug takes my calls.
Oh, shit,
my
bro.
Existential calls at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bro, every time I say Doug eat dog, I want hot dogs. I'm hungry. Interview over. I'm going to get hot dogs. Hebrew National, here I come.
What are you doing, Mark? You're the owner of Wahlburgers. You got to have burgers, bro.
Bro, I don't eat that shit. What are you, fucking crazy? Eating a
I am crazy. I'm hamster. Thought you were talking to Goober?
Bro, I just see Goober in your face all the time. You were first cousins.
You're seeing Goober everywhere, bro. I'm worried about you, bro.
Maybe Goober's not dead. Maybe it's all a dream. I don't know. What is reality anyways? You know what I mean? That's why I watch so many fucking Red Sox games.
Bro, what if we're living in the death dream of a fictional character right now?
Oh, fuck, bro. That's deep. That's Dude. Deeper than the Mariana Trench. Do you know how deep that is, by the way, bro? That's like a whole other planet down there.
Every night I go to sleep and I pray that I don't wake up back on the set of Shooter. Like, I always think, like, maybe what if this is all a fever dream and I'm still in Shooter?
That guy Danny Glover was always yelling at me, bro.
You ever heard of this Danny Glover guy? He was always yelling at me.
He wouldn't let up.
He was a real mean jerk.
Also, Danny Glover, not a fan of the Herculoids, that's all I'm going to say. He did not want to do Gak with the Herculoids.
And the Herculoids love Gak. It's all they do. I'd say, Herculoid, have a beer. Nope.
They're blowing yayo, bro. I don't know what happens. I mean, like, basically, Ari loses his mind because, like, he's also kind of getting forced out of the studio or something.
Right.
Because it's going over budget. The studio has, like, no real tent pole. There's no Marvel or Star Wars coming down the pipe. It's
right.
just hide, 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 which everyone views as a vanity project.
Oh, as they should. Yeah, absolutely.
But just, Eric, all you have to do is watch Hyde, and you know it's the best fucking movie ever made.
I know.
Turns out it's a masterpiece.
All you had to do is watch it, bro.
There's this one scene where Ari's driving in a golf cart around the studio, and he bumps into David Spade. And Spade's like, Ari, you put my movie releasing on May 4th. How are you going to do that? It's going against the Hunger Games. He's like, no, David Spade's not opening a movie in May.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What is this, Crackle?
I was going to say, as we all know.
He's the studio head of Crackle. This is good. This movie Hyde is going to be huge for Crackle.
Oh my God, you better bump up the bandwidth for Crackle, because here comes Hyde.
We might have to bump some episodes of Sports Jeopardy on Crackle, because I don't know what's going to happen with this Hyde.
Sorry, David Spade. Joe Dirt 3, Joe Dirt during the Revolutionary War. We'll have to wait.
Jessica Alba pops out, and she's like, oh my, it's hilarious, because it's like, it shows how little respect this movie has for itself, because she's like, oh, she's got like a bunch of guns, she's like, Ari, why am I doing this stupid zombie movie? I want to do my passion project. Now, when someone's talking about a project they want to do, they're like, I want to do Solaris, I want to do whatever, you can say, I want to do my passion project.
Another gross inaccuracy with this cameo, she wishes she was doing a zombie apocalypse movie.
Also, she's hanging out with David Spade on Crackle.
Also, she complains that the director is Instagramming pictures of her ass.
Hashtag Jessica Alba's ass. So she says. So goes the movie.
That's the price of being a woman in Entourage. Hey.
Yeah, you're either going to get pregnant or you're going to get fucked or that's it.
Yeah.
Or fucked, then get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Either way, we're looking at you.
Entourage. Either way, we're looking at you.
It's so true. Also, Warren Buffett, for some goddamn reason, is driving in a golf cart
apparently,
next to Ari at the same time.
Apparently, Warren Buffett is the owner of the studio.
Sure.
But the chairman of the studio is showing up. John Ellis is on the studio lot. What?
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to probably fire Ari.
Yep. Played by Lost's Alan Dale, a great character actor, Alan Dale. He'll strike fear into your heart.
The studio stuff, again, the Ari stuff is fine. It works. It's that's like your...
How about the therapy stuff, because now like Ari's trying to like, because apparently to take the job, like his wife made him do all this therapy stuff.
And yeah. was that an end of the show thing? Like, did Ari retire?
Yes, I was looking at that. I was Wikipedia. Yeah, like that was kind of the thing. He retires,
right?
And they're just undoing that.
And it's like you don't even see a scene of someone trying to convince Ari to come out of retirement. No. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you start Entourage the movie. Vinny Chase is pitching him this idea for this movie, and he gets behind it, and he's convinced to come out of retirement. The movie starts with, like, he's already the head of this fucking studio.
It's ridiculous. But also, I was leading up to another choice celebrity cameo. We're talking Kelsey Grammer.
Oh yeah, this is a laugh line.
Oh man, I don't remember what he says. What's the laugh line?
He walks out. Eric's got it.
Oh, he's like rambling about therapy. Like, oh well, if you're here, you're fucked as well. I'm fucked. You're fucked. Did I butcher it, Steve?
No, that's about it. And the same thing happens. Liam Neeson just gives him like the finger for a second.
That was one of those ones where I was like, was Liam Neeson on that show at some point? Because that sort of indicates a past history.
Probably.
But also, you know, possibly not, because it's the Entourage movie and no one's given a fuck about anything.
Here's a question, celebrity cameos. I would love if Bugs Bunny was in this movie. Like, for 4 seconds, like, Ari, you gotta get me the movie. Like, I know Bugs.
Who let you out of Toontown? Lloyd! Did you let this fairy out of Toontown?
That's a good point.
And I say that because he's a cartoon, not because of his... I love you, Lloyd. You're my boy, Lloyd.
That's the 15th to 20th plot of this movie. Lloyd is getting married,
right,
to maybe a guy that he met in the show. I don't know if
it's Greg Louganis.
Oh, is it Greg Louganis? Oh, fuck that.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
I mean, they don't say Louganis, but I mean, it's actually
okay.
Fucking totally handsome, you know, gray fox Greg Louganis, and they're like, he's like, this is my fiance, Greg.
Yeah, and they want Ari to give away Lloyd at the wedding.
Which is, and here's the thing, is like, you have the potential to have some heart in your movie. And like Lloyd,
at all. Yeah. Is what you want to put in there.
Yeah. Lloyd is like the most sympathetic character in this movie because all he's doing is like, you know, Arya.
Oh, you mean Gaijin Lloyd? That's so fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in my phone as Gaijin Lloyd.
Yeah.
And all the fucking bros in the audience are going to piss their fucking fat jeans.
Yeah, dude, those jokes get old fast.
They certainly have.
My fat...
Jinx.
I knew you guys were going to fight over fat jeans.
I was going to say...
It's a great volleyball you tossed up, man. It's like we're at a beach party with the boys right now.
Dude, our squad's playing some beach volleyball, bro. Go ahead with your fat jeans joke.
Well, it's been ruined now, but I was going to mention something about how they're always damp because of that urine, because they're laughing so hard.
I was going to say my fat jeans were bone dry because none of these fucking gay bashing jokes are funny.
I went damp, you went dry.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Nice. Serve back to say that.
Yeah, I know, Hercule. That's a pretty good joke.
Yo, Herculoid, that's how you tell a funny gay joke. But it's just like, it's just this dude call. I mean, it's just
like
the
gay mascot shit. Or like any, he's also like a gay/Asian mascot. Like, I hate any mascotting that happens because, like, that's the token, whatever. And we're cool with it. He's cool with it too because he's always like, you guys. And it's like,
yeah,
and
but
it's a paycheck for this guy. So I don't. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was either this or like this dude tries to go to fucking a Mad TV audition or something. I don't know. But I mean, I like this guy. And like, you feel so bad for him that he's like, listen, Ari, my dad hates that I'm gay and he hasn't talked to me since I came out to him. Would you please give me away at my wedding? And he's like, fuck you, gay guy. I'm making a movie because that's what I do. And I don't worry about you, gay guy.
I'm going to drive around in Ari's Ferrari.
What?
I'm going to drive around in Ari's Ferrari, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Man, vanity plates. Fucking stick them up your ass. Every last one of you.
Oh, Turtle had to go to the DMV and get vanity plates for the whole squad, I guarantee you.
Yeah, Turtle is the one making the trip, and it's a big problem because you got to show up in person to get those.
And yo, Turtle, pick up some Bose headsets. 5 of them. You fucking piece of shit.
How is there never a storyline where Turtle rips off Vinny Chase? Like, I know because he becomes an independent millionaire, but that's a dude like, is selling coke out of Vinny's basement.
Dude, you need the Paulie in Rocky V losing all that money.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Or like just house money, like, oh, you know, I used that house money to...
Wasn't it that dude Dom, who was the bald guy from The Wire, who was like kind of that character?
He's got a cameo in this. Like, he's the only guy...
Because he's in jail.
Oh, was he in this movie?
Yeah.
And now he was like evil Turtle, right? Like from the Mirror Universe?
He was Bizarro Turtle.
Yeah. He had a little goatee.
He was Goober.
And then Spock chased him through the portal or something?
where that guy comes in, probably the most interesting, but like Johnny Drama's plot is he's in this movie. He's really excited about it. He's like, oh, bro, it's going to be great. And they're like, oh, good for you, Drama. Here's a treat. And he's also got this relationship where he's like Skype sexing with this lady.
Yes.
This is fabulous.
In the middle of one sesh, her boyfriend shows up and is like, fuck you, I'm going to find you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to ruin your life. And he's like, whatever, bro, come at me, bro. And it's like, whatever.
Right now, I don't know if we adequately explained this. They were like FaceTiming or whatever, and they were jerking off at each other.
At each other,
Yeah, and then the boyfriend came in, and he was none too pleased.
He wasn't having it. Also, apparently, this was the second time that day that they were doing this. This woman's like, we just did this like 6 hours ago. I was like, what is with the fucking sex addicts in this movie?
Left and right. So
that's cool, bruh.
Johnny Drama's at an audition for like, I think it's The Mentalist season 2. It's kind of an okay gag. David Faustino's there. That sucks. But Richard Schiff is directing the episode, which is about right.
Dude, it's David Faustino and Chad Lowe in this audition lobby. Woof.
Yeah, that's what you get there. Because I think they're both, at least one of them was on the show, probably, I would guess.
Sure. It was probably Faustino.
Yeah, you can't keep that Faustino down. But basically, everyone in the audition starts laughing while he's doing his thing. Like, why? What's going on? And apparently... the boyfriend leaked the tape of him jerking off, and he's on TMZ.
Right. And you got to get that TMZ cameo in there.
Oh, yeah, the TMZ guys going like, we got a huge celebrity's brother.
And they all laugh. They all have a big rib-tickling laugh.
The weird thing about this is, and I mean, look, I don't want to see it, but every time they show it, it's blurred. Like, it's on TMZ, it's obviously blurred, but people are watching it on the internet, and it's blurred.
Honestly, the amount of female nudity I've seen this
movie, let's see
I want to see cock. I don't care if he's using a cock double.
But things on the internet don't get blurred, man. Like, that's not how... If a celebrity sex tape comes out...
You see it.
You see exactly what's going on, and it's disgusting. Yep. And also, I was kind of hoping, like, he goes to his therapist at one point. He's like, bro, I'm in a real panic here. And everyone's kind of worried about Johnny Drama. Like, if this ends with Johnny Drama getting cyberbullied into killing himself...
Sure.
I would love
that's kind of a two-star movie.
Yeah. He takes all his clothes off. He walks into the Pacific Ocean and he never comes out.
Oh, like that Don Draper ad he was trying to pitch. You remember that?
Yeah.
They're like, where did he go? How is he supposed to advertise our hotel if he killed himself?
But like, yeah, I mean, like, if that's the end of it, and the end of the movie, like, you know, Vin makes the movie and Drama, everybody loves him in the movie, but like, it's. The ending is Drama's funeral?
Sure.
Oh, I would love it.
That's some stakes. It's weight. It's something.
And you're actually saying something about celebrity culture if like he really goes that far.
But
like,
that's what I was saying earlier, dude. Like, it has those opportunities to comment and satirize that stuff. Because you could even make his suicide funny. Like, you could do it, right?
Oh, yeah, he could be buried in his Viking Quest outfit.
Bro, it's like Lugosi went. That's how I want
to
go.
You know, generations had the balls to kill Kirk. Have Entourage the movie have the balls to kill Drama.
And then he can leave like his, Johnny Drama's last will and testament, and it's a video.
Yes.
It's like, bro, if you found yourself in the darkest timeline of Entourage, it means that I am dead. Here's what you got
to
do.
And he advises them to go their own ways and be adults and stop depending on one another.
And then he's like the hero, the fallen hero.
Yeah, that's a movie. That's kind of, hey, Doug Allen, that's kind of
a movie.
Yes.
Listen, little bro, you're going to have to learn to wipe your own ass eventually.
Man, you think how upset do you think Donnie Wahlberg is about the Drama character?
Not that upset.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure he beats something up for it. I don't know if it's a wall or a dame or a...
Get over here, Goober. I'm going to beat your ass because of this Johnny Drama.
But I got cancer. And
I don't care, Goober. I played a guy with cancer in that fart alien movie. Over here.
It's either you or a vaccinated kid. You hear about this? He married Jenny McCarthy, right?
He did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they hate them vaccinators.
They fucking hate him, dude.
That's a big fat whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Speaking of big fat whatever, it's the Entourage movie.
The end of the movie is Haley Joel. And the thing is, like, at first you're thinking, like, oh, Haley Joel Osment just kind of hates Drama. And maybe he has, like, good points about the movie. And then, like, you find out that he's in love with the woman from Gone Girl, whose name is
Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily Ratajkowski, like, and he's a fat loser, so he knows nothing about nothing.
Yep.
And, like, he, like, loses, essentially. Like, Ari goes to this big meeting, and he outs him.
My favorite part of this Ari going to this big meeting, because it's the riskiest part of this movie. Jeremy Piven's character decides he's got to get to this meeting. It's, like, down the coast, whatever. He's got to get there in time. He charters a helicopter. He gets there. He lands on Allendale's golf course, and Allendale's like, oh, you can't park there. I'm trying to cover up my accent. And you see Jeremy Piven get out of this functioning helicopter, and this rug starts flip-flopping.
Oh, does it?
And I was like, whoa! Like, I reached out to the TV like, no! I thought that rug was going flying.
No, the money he paid for that thing.
Oh, yeah. That thing's got its own little ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't just staple it for that scene.
Like, what, like Weekend at Bernie's?
Yep.
Yo, Piven, where'd you get that rug? Gooba feels self-conscious. He's getting chemo.
So this meeting.
Basically, like it comes to light like that Haley Joel Osment's been the villain of the movie. Like, oh, you're the villain of the movie. You should lose. It's like, yeah, I will. Bye.
Don't worry, I will.
And like Lorne Malvo's all like, you're causing problems over pussy again.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a great line because the implication there is again, and I was like, oh man, I just want this father son Malvo Texas drama. You know what I mean?
Let's do the prequel, man.
Yeah, boy, get in this house, god damn it.
The Entourage prequel, count me out. But basically, he loses his job from the studio, but like gets points on the movie.
Right,
like that's kind of his. He takes the Jack Nicholson way out, and E's baby girl gets born, and that actually stops drama from suicide because he drives there, and Entourage Ari drives as well, and the Piers Morgan breaks the news because Piers Morgan has to weasel his fucking face in this movie again.
Why on earth? Just
bringing it back,
stop. Man.
You know, God, Piers Morgan, dude,
and the fucking stones on E. This girl is in fucking labor. Her first child. It's a dicey situation.
Yeah, it's coming fast.
And what does he do? He spits on her.
Almost. She's like, he's like, come on, take me back, bro. And she's like, I can't, blah, 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 because you fucked my mom. And he's like, look, if we're going to do this thing and I'm a nice guy and you're in labor, you got to forget all that shit. And it's like, well,
he's a nice guy. He just said it.
Yeah, it's true.
Once you listen.
He went to the Lamaze class and while there threatened Chad Lowe for making faces at her.
Sure, that's what nice guys do. And like, he has a woman, which I would hate to be a woman born in the Entourage universe. That's
God.
That's a dark timeline.
Bro, you didn't have a son? Oh shit, bro. Entourage over. Entourage Volume 2 ain't happening.
And like, he actually goes, like, they get back together. She has a kid. And then the boys all get in the car, including E. And drive off like four, like maybe an hour later. And I'm like, dude,
I'll have fun raising it.
Yeah, it's just like, that's not like you see dads, like it's at 30 hours and you know, in the delivery room and blah blah blah. They look like shit after 12 and like all that stuff. Like, he's like, oh yeah, yeah. So, Vin's doing the movie, bro. Yeah,
gotta go drink some of Turtles tequila to celebrate.
So at this point, we're just cutting to the Golden Globes, right?
Oh, man. Hey, why not?
We were going to cut to the Oscars, but we didn't get that license.
And Matt Lauer, dude.
Yikes.
And there is not a celebrity. There's not a movie Matt Lauer will not be in.
No, you ask Matt Lauer to be in. Matt Lauer was almost in We Are Strangers. he was this close to coming on.
Not just for that factoid, but that is disgusting. That the fact that Matt Lauer will do anything and he's just running his ignorant mouth about how great this movie is and how it's gotten 450 million worldwide, 5 nominations, including Best Picture and Johnny Chase for Best Supporting Actor.
Know what a movie is. Know that there are prestige movies that get nominations.
Right.
And there are movies that actually like make a ton of money. And like movies Never the Twain just, Shall Meet.
No. Star Wars just comes out. It makes all the money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with nary an award to be found.
Of course not.
That's how it works.
Yeah. It'll get a technical or whatever.
Well,
that's fine.
Vinny's involved. It's the perfect storm. And it's going to get everything.
I mean, Titanic way back when, but that's a long time ago. Dark Knight got a little bit of that, but not much. Like, right, just much. Because the acting thing for Ledger. But am I missing something in the last 20 years? Like,
no.
I mean,
Best Picture nominee ever made
Wasn't
money.
Avatar like Best Picture? But that was... But this is the garbage timeline where we can have like 10 Best Picture nominees.
Like Star Trek 2009 was one of them, right? I think it was nominated for Best Picture.
I don't know about that.
I mean, but
you don't know about that?
I don't know.
Let's go to the internet ticker.
Lord of the Rings.
Of the Rings definitely was in that category, I guess. But like, also, the other thing is, you know, you're doing the Golden Globes. Find out what the Golden Globes call their awards, because it's... I was sitting there wait a second. Was it motion picture drama or motion picture fucking comedy musical?
Comedy musical, they'll shove anything in there. I'm looking at you, The Martian, The Tourist.
I get it. Matt Damon is funny in that movie. That's not a comedy.
No.
The Golden Globes, whatever.
I call him Damebot. He's one of my boys, bro. We'll go see Red Sox games. Damebot. Well,
he doesn't like going to the Pats games, though, bro. He's not a football fan. It's a little fucking weird.
Gooba loved football. I always go there.
Are you pulling up nominees? Or are you just pulling up Star Trek?
I'm trying.
He's just looking at Star Trek facts. But so we have like this endless footage of we're cutting between them on a fake red carpet and just stock footage of celebrities on the red carpet. You got George Clooney walking around.
Amy Adams shows up.
Adams, the redheaded girl from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Emma Stone. She's there. But it's all like, not there, though.
No, look, they're actually at the Golden Globes.
I was wrong, I guess. What was it, District 9, I guess?
District 9 was the
one. Oh, yes, yeah. That's what that it was. Yeah.
Anyway, they do ask... Matt Lauer or someone asks Ari Gold, what is he going to do next now that he's conquered Hollywood?
Right.
And he says, oh, I might run a country next. I know some that could use me, you know?
Ugh.
Man, cut to Ari Gold's head being used as a soccer ball in one of these fucking countries.
I would love it.
That's what I want.
He tried to tell off some, you know, Iraqi president or something.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, the first ending of this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one thing to, like, because there's this, it's not a great shot, but it's a shot of the boys. They just did the Matt Lauer interview.
Right.
And we know that Drama was nominated, and he's like, yeah, that's great for me, bro. Victory. And, like, they all walk into the Golden Globes, and it fades to black, and I'm like, that's the end of your movie. Like, yeah. We don't know who wins. It's fine that it was nominated. We know that it made all the money in the world, and all of our favorite characters won.
Yeah, it's the end. The end, end.
Then we cut to Mark Wahlberg reading the fucking best supporting actor.
When you said first of two cameos, I forgot about this. I was like, what's he fucking talking about?
And it's so stupid because he looks and he opens the envelope and he's like, fuck me, bro. And it's
just bring on the belly laughs, everybody.
No one does that at the Golden Globes. And everyone kind of gasps, like, Johnny Chase. Man, I'll tell you who's not going to win an Oscar. It's a Donnie Wahlberg. It's a fantasy. It's like Goomba coming back from the dead of the Herculoids getting back together.
And he gets up there and, oh, man, Mark Wahlberg with another stupid line. Like, because... Drama's like all got stage fright and he doesn't really know what to say. And he's like, bro, you can fuck it later. Talk now. And I'm like, oh.
He says two fucks in like 30 seconds on live television.
Yeah. Right.
And then Johnny Drama goes, victory! And everyone goes, woof, 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 woof. And throws all the bones at him and he eats them.
So that's ending two. It's like Drama won a Golden Globe. Right. Whoop-de-doo.
So this is like Return of the King.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of endings.
At this point, and then the credits literally start, and I'm like, oh, I was like kind of in a rush to get out of the house today. So I was like, done. And I went downstairs to get my sweater. And then I hear wedding bells, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And I run upstairs, and it's Lloyd's fucking wedding that we forgot about.
Speaking of Star Trek, Sulu's giving him out.
George Takei is
not giving him out.
He's officiating the
because
ceremony.
He's an Asian gay man, and I guess he has to be a part of this movie.
He's also Hollywood royalty.
You know, I wasn't that bummed to see George Takei here.
Of course not.
He's always a ray of sunshine, man.
I'll take any check I can get, Captain.
Oh, absolutely. I would also recommend...
Beam it to my bank account.
The George Takei documentary.
Is that any good?
Yeah.
Really?
It is. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It's I Am Takei, or what was it?
I think it's Being Takei, but it might be...
It's something like that. It's
Takei's in the title. I got you.
Yes,
you,
it is.
You search Takei for Netflix, you're fine.
Yeah, it's totally entertaining.
You like that movie?
No, I never saw it.
Okay. Thought we had a second opinion. He seemed like an expert.
No, it's just he's a big George Takei fan. But it's totally enjoyable, unlike the Entourage movie.
Unlike the scene that just kind of happens, and then, like, this is when we get everyone at Lloyd's wedding, and Billy Walsh is like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if this was a movie/TV show? And everyone's just... And that's how we end our thing. Ronda Rousey's there again.
We end our movie... with a freeze frame product of flash photography fade to black.
Nice.
Because they're getting the wedding pictures and it's like, everybody get in here. Right. What if it was a TV show? Camera flash.
It'd be great if at the end of this movie it's Ronda Rousey giving all the boys medals except for Drama, because he's kind of a dog and kind of Chewbacca. And Drama's like, victory!
I would like a cut into the future, like 2058, and it's like a shot of their mass grave because they demanded to be buried together.
In a car. They were all buried together in a car.
In a Cadillac right. car, by the way. We oh, had a lot of money in
with
this.
With them suicide doors, bro? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What if they did, because we're, you know, this is an HBO franchise. What if they ripped off the ending of 6 Feet Under and we just flash forward to all of them dropping dead?
I would love that.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'd love it.
All yeah. right, so drama's definitely suicide. Maybe not now, but right. maybe it's like maybe he gets like a carotene.
Oh, definitely, yep. definitely. Yep. I'm thinking Turtle goes down to like inspect his tequila operation in Mexico, and the yes. cartel just shoots him full of lead.
Oh yeah, dude. Like
yeah, exactly.
He definitely dies during sexual intercourse while cheating on Sloane.
Yeah,
well, like he just has a big fatty Arbuckle heart attack and dies.
Or maybe he's like 100 years old. He's having sex with like a 16-year-old girl. Like right. he would. A fucking creep, and that puts him down. He's just some leathery old fucking Hollywood. Congratulations, E.
I founded the Murphy Group, baby. Don't you want to be in a movie? I worked with Vincent Chase.
I know Gary Busey. Do you know what he was?
He was a thing.
Vinny Chase is definitely a drug overdose. Oh, after yeah. he bottoms out mm-hmm. of Hollywood, mm-hmm. I feel.
Yeah, I would.
Piven's murdered by somebody.
Oh,
he says the wrong thing.
Maybe Lloyd.
Maybe Lloyd. Question mark? The ultimate revenge. Lloyd kills him in a. It's right. a crime of passion.
And then how does Lloyd go? Shot with a cannon.
Shot with a cannon.
I don't know.
My God,
we're running out of death scenarios. No,
I think Lloyd dies in a very cool barbarian invasions kind of thing. He's in a cabin
what
in Canada.
A reference.
He's in a cabin. He's like laying down, and all of his friends quietly say goodbye to him, and he dies.
I'd love it.
That's great.
Oh man, would. Anyone recommend this non-movie?
No, it's not a movie. I mean, like, I get it if you're a fan of this show, whatever. Maybe this did it for you.
And yeah.
It's almost too private to be released wide, you know? Yeah. Like,
you should have had to sign up on a mailing list that was like, proving you own all 8 seasons on DVD.
Yes.
And then they mail you another yeah. DVD of this movie, and that's how you watch the Entourage movie.
This is definitely like a special feature. That's it. Like, I would say no, you know, unless you're, a masochist.
Yeah. I mean, I give this movie points for somehow, shockingly, not being over 2 hours long.
It's over 90, which fuck you, but yeah, you're right. It's under 2 hours in the age of the new law of 2 hours and 34 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I was right. really getting bummed, like, starting this late last night, like, fuck, I gotta watch this Entourage movie. And then I turned it on, I was like, oh, all right, 104 minutes. I can deal with this.
And Thanos does not show up to steal Ari Gold's Infinity Stone.
No, but I did flash fast forward to the end because I figured a movie this dumb had to have some jerk off fart noise, vomit sound gag at the end of it.
Right.
But it's nothing.
That's interesting. The movie does end the first time with the Puff Daddy song, Bad Boys, from like...
Mace,
I apologize.
Oh, yeah, dude. $MA$E.
I forgot because that song's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, it just shows the relevance of this franchise exactly. that you would end with that movie.
The sensibilities. This is early 2000s nonsense.
Yes. Yeah.
All of this.
Mm-hmm.
All of this.
But somehow this is supposed to take place in 2015.
Somehow.
Or 2014 or some shit.
Is it not a period piece?
I didn't think so.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
That's why Daniel Day-Lewis wasn't in it. Mm. That's the one reason.
That's the Entourage movie from, of course, 2015, directed by Doug Ellen. It's the first of our worst of 2015.
Under the Wire, gonna let you know, Jon Favreau is in this movie cameo.
Oh, right.
He's looking bigger than ever, but let's get to the end of the show.
I'm glad you snuck in a dig at Jon Favreau's weight before we called credits on this movie.
No, by saying he looks, quote, bigger than ever.
He's a fine actor and director. I'm just it fluctuates.
It does.
And
you never
I was
know.
Surprised to see him in this movie, and I didn't recognize him for half a second.
I know. I'm the same way. Like you never know with Favreau. He's either like cut from marble or.
Well, I think it was he made that chef movie and he was eating all that food.
Yeah.
You know, either way, Favs, you're gorgeous.
We love. Don't worry about Favreau. John Favreau's doing just fine.
Well, don't
no,
say
don't
that.
Curse
gonna,
him.
No, I didn't mean to curse him.
Not the WHM curse.
No, he's not doing fine. He's terrible. All right, let's move along. He'll live a good life now.
Check out more episodes of our show at WHMpodcast.com.
Do not worry about Piers Morgan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Or over at SideshowNetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHMpodcast. What were some of your worst films of 2015? Right into the mailbag. WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. Now, next week, Steve, we have a movie that you and I have seen already. Eric has not seen it at the time of this recording, that it is pretty stupid.
It's what you call barely a movie, and you're going to say, you're being surprised. It's called Russell Madness.
Oh, it sure is.
It's a movie where a dog wrestles men.
Yep.
With John Ratzenberger is the only star to be found.
Yep, which just, you know what? For folks at home with your movie barometer, set it to John Ratzenberger is the only star of this movie.
It's on Netflix, so you can find it. Go give it a watch before the episode if you have the time.
Oh, it's horse shit. Or dog shit, I guess.
It's definitely dog shit. Russell Madness. I think a horse is in that movie. There's definitely a talking monkey.
Oh, you bet your bippy there is.
I can't wait.
So next week, Russell Madness. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And to take us out, please enjoy a new track from Rua. This is Change Your Mind. We'll see you next week.
We were the teenage drama queens, smoking in the bathroom when we shouldn't be, getting high between the restroom walls under Conte, waiting for the semester to fall, to fall, to fall through to infinity. 'Cause you and I can't decide, we change our minds all the time. Change.